Again, Africa, welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot and beautiful rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, so relax and let me take you on a trip around Africa on disc, because this is your biggest music show that comes to your earwaves every Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. Today on the show, the godfather of Sierra Leonean music and movies. He's right here with me in the studio and he's going to be my guest, and that is Sierra Leonean-born Jimmy Bangura, popularly known as Jimmy B. And let me take this time to just welcome him to the studio. Welcome to the African Beat, Jimmy.
Thanks, Brother David. Thanks for the invite.
All right. Well, that's the voice of the man himself, Jimmy B from Sierra Leone. And you will be hearing him on his latest album, Love Songs. And he says that I should tell you that this is going to be his final secular world album. And after that, he's going to tell us where he's going next. But stay tuned for that. Right now, let's start off the ball rolling. Starting off with two young people from Sierra Leone. This lady and this gentleman, I just love their music and I picked it up. I said, I'm going to play it out there. Life Goes On, the sound of Rosie and Mahmoudé, right from the heart of Sierra Leone. And right after that, Nare by Daddy V of Kenya and Dancehall King by Shatta Wale of Ghana. Beautiful music. But let's take it slow now with Life Goes On, the sound of Rosie and Mahmoudé from Sierra Leone. If you love this one and you can relate to it, then get ready for that. Rosie, let's go. Mahmoudé. Hey, Baba. What's on your seat? Me love you, one.
At first and seminal liability, they go to the point that's a mere unlucky. A great can see we are don't break free. A child like a son in a big legacy. No blame me. No papa got him blessing it is me. Oh, I say believe me. And not to juju what said that it is me. So when I've been there drunk, nobody no me care for me.
Care for me.
Now we are the rise up. Tell only then I didn't say they go talk to them time. I want for tell only which man they say they gonna make defender. Let them let them talk some man different for and then begin them with me. By me, I go surely make a man that's a me prayer. Boy, once I know, say me life, they go on, say I go care. Oh, once I know, say me life, they go on, me, I go care.
Hey, girl, say, guys, say, why you for hate me? When me papa na everyone let me, it let you juju offend me. I dey shine like a star, come embrace me. Yeah, I'm the apple of his eyes. I don't try for me, gotta cry. Up well me because me papa he always lie. I'm a shiny star, nothing can put me down. I'm a shiny star, will always be alright.
Troubles will come, troubles will come for me, I don't care. I like what you didn't say, I like what you didn't do. Once for day by me, I go surely make a man that's a me prayer. Boy, once I know, say me like they go on, say I go care. Oh, once I know, say me like they go on, me I go care. Above a good level, just a game of fame. And now so many, many people, then they complain. I bully, bully, I live my life, it's easy. One year at a time, me, I go keep my game. Aye, now who that go stop me? When me papa give me bulldozer for bulldozer on the enemy, yeah. Now who that way go stop me?
say, I lift my hands up and thank Jehovah for giving me fame. I lift my hands up and thank him over again. So give me kuli kuli, one day at a time. Oh. So kuli kuli, one day at a time. Oh. Troubles not come, troubles not go for me, I don't care. I let put in and say, I let put in and do me, I don't go fair. Once God did by me, I go show me, me come, now that's not me prayer. Boy, once I know, say me like they go once, I don't go fair. Oh, once I know, say me like they go once, me, I don't go fair.
All you need that be again, for more than a Frankie Paul. Kilimanjaro Records, Minneapolis.
Now,
what's up, man?
With an actor.
African beats.
In other words, you don't have a link up bandana. Sometimes you got father in a MBC, we are right armor. Me, mommy, Anna. For luck, and I got father. Big up every your time. Every get all your time. Every get a girl, you know, say me, I'm number one. Dance all king of the world, Ghana. The girl, I'm a lean of the world, Ghana. Shantan movement, team of the world, Ghana. Money makers, team of the world, Ghana. Dance all king of the world, Ghana. The girl, I'm a lean of the world, Ghana. Shantan movement, team of the world, Ghana. Money makers,
hottest thing in the whole Ghana. So me whopping it white like an carter. Let them know the essence still tapper. That's why the girl them love shatter. Like Bob Marley bond them like ganja. So we never fall off a shaker, we still badder. Speed them up, coming more them can drive ya. Dance all of me tune when I watch biter. Knows that me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some full faker. But I know me is an educator. Say pum pum me love girl them on me favor. When I watch what you do, come me still a day. Dance all king of the whole Ghana. The girl them a link in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king of the whole Ghana. The girl them a link in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. So me say tick tock, bust me a bass. Think set, last come a last. Long time, nobody cross. We still got the titles, how we not worry. Every pretty girl shake body. Cause the tune just a eat and we never copy. Shatter movement, champagne pumping. SM, no girl them call it. So we not stop, still got the mob. Me say stick me a stick and knock me a knock. Any man try, then we look shot. Bow, bow, lyrical. Dance all king of the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean of the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king of the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean of the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. So me whopping it white like an carter. Let them know the essence still tapper. That's why the girl them love shatter. Like Bob Marley bond them like ganja. So we never fall off a shaker, we still badder. Speed them up, coming more them can drive ya. Dance all of me tune when I watch biter. Knows that me is a night rider. So me never wanna roll with some full faker. But I know me is an educator. Say pum pum me love girl them on me favor. When I watch what you do, come me still a day. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana. Shatter movement in the whole Ghana. Money makers thing in the whole Ghana. Dance all king in the whole Ghana. The girl them a lean in the whole Ghana.
Dance all king, the sound of Shatta Wale of Ghana, beautiful beat. And right before that, Daddy V of Kenya in Nari. And Life Goes On, Rosie and Mahmoudi of Sierra Leone. You are listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington, pushing and pulling the beats for you. Don't forget to join me and my guest, Jimmy B, Jimmy Bangura, later on, right here on the African beat. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into the African Beat with David Vandy, the sound of the African people on the Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yansana, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. The African Beat on the Voice of America. More music coming. Let me take you now to the eastern part of Africa. Uganda comes in with this great son of the soil, Eddie Kenzo, Ugandan superstar in City of Loss. And right after that, Serafina by Manny Martin of Rwanda. And Muziki Chacha by Mandodo featuring Domokaya of Tanzania, all from East Africa. And it's gonna rock, you know. City of Loss right now, heavy beat. This is good. Eddie Kenzo from Uganda.
Sawa ya nungu, bagande sagala nyombo, inusawa ya chikiri. wa masembera mula mu basoba jangu fetare ya siri akoleka
le kasine
nzina mu mama mula mu bakisera akamusiki zuri sana
le kasine
nzina mu mula mu bakisera akamusiki tamba sana se sitalo si sitalo si se sitalo si ndi boss sitalo si
chez elle.
Oulala, Serafina et Baba Way.
Sa surprotection a été remplacée par l'angoisse.
Elle se dit qu'elle ne voulait pas n'être que vivre.
Tabou était se marier. Une fille qui a déjà un enfant. Elle perdra son éducation et son espoir de la bonne vie. Mais moi, Serafina, mon regard sur toi me donne l'envie. Te chanter cette chanson d'amour.
C'est la vie de Mama Way.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie, c'est la vie de Mama Way.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie. C'est la vie de Mama Way.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie de Mama Way.
C'est la vie.
C'est la vie.
Ne lâche pas, accroche-toi,
bats-toi jusqu'au bout.
C'est la vie de Mama Way.
Serafina, dada usilie, mpate good time, hiyo ndo maisha, hey, hiyo ndo maisha, get back and fight for your future. Serafina, dada usilie, don't let nobody see your tears, girl, smile even while you're bleeding, no,
usikate kitu maisha.
kupiganisha, kupiganisha. Serafina, dada we.
Serafina, mama we.
C'est la vie.
Oh, Serafina, mama we.
C'est la vie, Kina.
Serafina, mama we.
Oh, c'est la vie, no.
Serafina, mama we.
C'est la vie, Kina.
Ne
lâche pas, approche-toi, bats-toi jusqu'au bout.
Masinenda kamambie mama, oya e. Masinenda kamambie baba, oya e. Chajanduli sana, inapenda na vijana, inapenda na watoto vikongwe hata vichanga. Masinenda kamambie bibi, oya e.
Ziki Chacha, Mandodo, featuring Domokaya of Tanzania. And right before that, brand new Court Serafina by Manny Martin of Rwanda and City of Laws by Eddie Kenzo of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy broadcasting from our studios here in Washington, D.C. Don't forget, when I come back, my guest, Jimmy B, will be live here. And so don't go away if you want to hear the best part of this talk today. But right now, I want you to stay tuned. I'll be back. Escape from the humdrum and dance to the beat of an African drum. Hi, I am David Van, host of the Voice of America's African Beat. Splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. Join me Monday through Friday at 0900 and 2000 UTC for a soothing musical journey. I guarantee it.
Ungise kude ngithathe kise kaya take me away Jimmy B.
Yeah, baby.
Jimmy B. Now drop the bomb on me.
Yes, indeed. That is such an intro. I know you remember that one if you were around some 20 years ago when it all started, when he flew into Sierra Leone and said, "Hey, David, I am back." I said, "Really? Are you back for good?" Well, that is the tune, Jika Jika, starting off the show today. Remember that, right? When they say, "Jimmy B, yeah, baby." All right, one more time. Welcome to the African Beat, Jimmy.
Thank you, Brother David.
Jimmy, I know you know you are laughing there because it's been a while you've not had that song, right?
My brother, memories, beautiful memories.
I know. Just tell me what was going through your mind when you were hearing yourself giving us that baritone voice of, "Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby." I was just thinking, it's already 20 years. Wow, we're getting there.
We're getting there. I know. Whoa, beautiful tune there by Jimmy. But today, we're going to be talking about his brand new album. And he says it is the last of his secular world album. And this album is titled
Love Songs.
Love Songs, yes. The album is titled Love Songs. So, Jimmy, let's talk about this album, Love Songs. And like I told people, they want to know why this is going to be the last of your Secular World album. But I want you to keep that. Don't say it. But let's talk about the songs on this album. Why did you title it Love Song?
First of all, thank you again for having me on the program. Love is the one thing that the world is in need of. You can never go wrong with love. Love conquers hate, conquers everything that is evil.
And the greatest of all.
Exactly. So basically, this being the last worldly album, what better way to go out than, you know, showcase what you've been doing all through your years?
And don't you think your fans, the people that you generated to be part of your life with your music in the past and even in the present will be so disappointed that you are going away from this scene?
Well, I'm not actually going away from the scene. I'm going away from the secular
world. Music.
Exactly.
All right.
And giving back to the Almighty.
Oh my goodness, you let the cat out of the bag. Well, he just said it all, ladies and gentlemen out there, fans of the African Beat. You heard it here first, that Jimmy B is going away from the secular world music. Anytime you hear the next album coming out from Jimmy B, it's going to be a gospel album. Wow. Gospel album. But before I ask you why gospel album, let's take this next song. Baby, I Love You So. This is a song from this album, Love Songs.
Sure.
Baby, I Love You So. Let's get this song and we'll talk about it.
Hey girl, just wanna let you know that I love you for real.
Like the Mona Lisa, baby, you're priceless. Amongst the stars in the sky, you shine the brightest.
And that's for real.
You're a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Can't deny this. Like the taste of a vintage wine, baby, you're the finest. Like a portrait on the wall, baby, you were timeless.
So timeless.
And like coins in the pond, baby, you know the shiniest. Yeah, yeah.
Baby, I love you so. I love you.
Them I get for you, girl, them so strong.
Them
in the same me and you no go last. Look now, them so wrong. Yeah,
yeah.
We were meant to be,
right,
baby,
girl.
You and me.
Yeah.
So you me want a true body. I dedicate this song. Yeah, nobody no go come between we. Nobody, nobody, no. Nobody like you, mommy. Now you get this done.
Yeah,
yeah, baby, I love you so.
Say
I love you,
love you, love you.
Baby, I love you.
Baby, I love you, baby.
I love you.
Baby, I love you.
Baby, I love you so.
I love you.
Baby, I need you. Baby, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And you know I really love you, baby.
You know, girl,
I do
everything I ever wanted.
Like you at all, so incredible. Last when now you they wrap me wall. Now you they make a stand tall while only friends they crawl. Now you they make a they fall, the answers to me call. Girl, with you by my side, I go walk with pride and overcome every time. Me love for you, 100% bonafide. Me joys and me pain share with you like me pride. No doubt I care for you and everything you ask for do. I get for do, I get for proof. Monkey see, monkey do. I love you,
love you boo.
I know who ever left your name.
I love you so. I love you.
I love you,
baby, I love you,
baby, I love you,
baby, I love you.
if you are out there and somebody is singing this one for you and you are listening to Ray, Baby, I Love You So, it's a touching song. Man, tell me a little bit about this song. How did it come about?
This is actually one of my favorite. It's basically showering praises on this beautiful woman and just comparing her beauty to the Mona Lisa. It's really, really deep.
Continue to listen to this show because one thing about this album that I have seen is that we have varieties of love music in there. It's not just the love music that is talking about somebody that you're intimate with or some woman or the opposite sex. It is talking about different kind of love. So let's go into that a little bit.
You know, there's a song called Woman, and it's showing respect for the woman. And that's love.
You should be respectful
of a woman.
But, you know, I say something sometimes. I say, the woman is our mother, our sister, our daughters, our wives, you know, our friends. And so we should be respectful to
them. They are the greatest gift God has created for man. And you have to treat them with all the respect they deserve.
Wow. Man, this is real love. I'm telling you, if you're out there and you're listening, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy. And my next song from Jimmy's album, Love Songs, is Don't Walk Away. Don't walk away, baby. So tell me about this one. Don't walk away.
Again, self-explanatory. Don't walk away. You're so in love with this person. You give your everything, your life for this person. And you're basically saying to the person, don't leave me.
Don't leave me.
I can't live without you.
Oh my goodness. Man, people are going to miss this one. They are going to miss this. Okay, Don't Walk Away. The sound of Jimmy B from his latest album and his final secular world album, Don't Walk Away, is the track, and the album is Love Songs. Let's enjoy this one. Don't Walk Away.
Walk away, baby, don't you walk away. Don't you walk away, baby, don't you walk away. Don't you walk away, baby, don't you walk away. Don't you walk away, baby, don't you walk away.
Boy, don't you walk away.
Walk away, baby, don't you walk away.
Don't you walk away.
Don't Walk Away. Wonderful music coming to you from the Voice of America's African Beat today. And my guest is Jimmy B from Sierra Leone. We're talking about his final Secular Wall album. And this one is Love Songs that we're talking about right now. And we're going through some of the songs. But you know, Jimmy, I was listening to the album. And there are some people, some of your fans and some of us that are crazy about your music, that will say there is a special love song that Jimmy did, in as much as it is not new, but we're looking forward to hearing that song on this album. And that is Beautiful. You Are Beautiful. And why is that song not part of this album? We know the songs here that they're new, but man, that song deserves to be in this album.
Well, you know what? I think the song was done about 6-7 years ago, and it created the desired effect I was looking for. And I think it was good for that time. This is new. You know, you move with the times.
Well, I tell you something. I never get tired with that song. I never get bored with it. And if you're missing it, just send to me on African Beats. I'll play it for you because it's always on standby. It is always on standby. Beautiful, yes. Well, let me just give you a taste of that. Just take a little bit of a pinch of that right now. You Are Beautiful. This is by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. That's my favorite song.
I can't believe this to be so in love, wanna share with every nation. Take away my frustration. That's your beautiful lips, I can't resist. It's so intoxic, I need a kiss, I insist. True set up me not for you, I'd have fall. So hear me out when I call.
God, you're beautiful.
I'm going loco, and this not a joke. The way I feel, I know one they feel before. I can't take it anymore. My heart inside, it they burn like a fire. My every desire, it be you I admire. Circumstances, I say that's my cherie. Fool is you, all I they do not for you.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. You are so beautiful. Yeah. Well, I tell you, that's just the way we do it here at the Voice of America. And we play your African music wherever you are, which part of the world you find yourself. Just make sure I get hold of your songs and we'll play them. I have a friend that sent me an email from Liberia. He is the president of the Liberia Music Association here in America. He wants African Beat to be playing these songs. Send your song. And that's what African Beat is all about. We create a platform for the African stars that are coming up, sure, that don't have a platform where their music will be heard. African Beat is all for you. So you send me your song. Remember to send it to africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Send me an MP3 copy, or you can also mail your CDs to Voice of America's African Beat, English to Africa, 330 Independence Avenue, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20237. Oh boy, trust me, your music will be heard. Sierra Leone is celebrating Independence Anniversary. And you did a special song, the national anthem, the birthday song for Sierra Leone.
Right.
Let's talk about this song a little.
For me, Sierra Leone is the most beautiful country on planet Earth. I love my country to death. And whatever I can do to showcase the beauty of my country, I will always do. And this song basically is in celebration of my country's independence. The perception of Sierra Leone is always negative, especially in the outside world, the media. I want to help rebrand Sierra Leone in my own little way, through my music, through my songs, and through my movies. And this is just one such way of rebranding Sierra Leone.
Yeah, now you just talked about the movie. So what's the latest in store from Paradise Films? What's the latest in store? Paradise Films is just getting bigger and bigger. So tell us, what's the latest?
Well, I'm working on a movie called Guardian of the Throne, which is an epic.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds wonderful. And we're looking forward to that, and I'm sure we're going to be having a premiere of that here in the United States.
For sure.
Definitely. Okay, now let's enjoy the song, the national anthem, the Batley song by Jimmy B of Sierra Leone, and we're dedicating this one to all the people of that great nation.
That's right.
Flying the green, white, and blue flag. Just be proud of where you come from, and be proud of the Lion Mountain.
Happy Batley to you.
The Lion that we love, Sierra Leone.
Loyalty to my country, Sierra Leone. I vow to serve her faithfully at all times. I promise to defend her honor and good name. Always work for our unity, peace, freedom, and prosperity. And put our interest above all else. So help me God. So help me God.
The song, the national anthem, beautiful music there by Sierra Leonean born Jimmy B, who is my guest today in the studio. And Jimmy, you know, now that you are done with the secular world music and you are going into gospel, I love putting my Africanness into it, the African gospel. What is actually driving you to that path?
Well, first of all, I came from a very disadvantaged background, and everything I own today, my success and everything else, is by the grace of God. I have spent time glorifying the world. Now it's time to give back to the Almighty God who created each and every one of us, who made it possible for me to be here today, who made it possible for me to be a success story, who made it possible for me to look back and say, wow, I actually made it by His grace. It's time for me to give back, and basically that's it.
That's it. Normally, we'll see that some people will start their career, especially in the music industry. They will start in the church. And before they become big stars, then they move away from the church and go secular. But now you are going the other way around.
That's right. That's right. Is it because at the end of the day, it all ends up with the Almighty God. I don't want my situation to be like, okay, this guy, with everything that he's achieved in life, you know, he ended up.
Okay, now I get it. Now I get it. Okay. Okay. Let's reflect a little bit, you know, refresh our minds of who Jimmy B is. Like you're talking about a disadvantaged background growing up, you know. I can remember one time I was talking to you, told me, say, I've actually grew up on the streets.
That's right.
And the streets took you all the way to Los Angeles, California. And you starred in one of the greatest movies of our time. Even those who are coming now, those who came before us, and those that are within our ranks will always talk about it. Eddie Murphy's epic Coming to America. You were in that.
So yes.
Tell me, how did the street lead you to that?
Oh my God. You bring that up again, David. Oh my goodness. Well, look, I think it was in 89, I was in LA. I worked as extra in different movie projects. And Coming to America was one of the movie projects I worked on as an extra. But for days I was like in the parking lot with some of the other extras and not doing anything, but I was getting paid. So one day I saw John Landis, the director of the movie, walking towards us. So I walked up to him and I said, sir, I am from Sierra Leone. Can you please make me visible in this movie? I want people back home to see that I'm part of this. And, you know, it was very funny to him because then I had a very thick African accent just fresh off the boat. And he was just laughing. And believe you me, 2-3 days later, there were like 300 extras. And somebody called from the, you know, gramophone or whatever and says, Jimmy Bangura. And that was it. And I was fitted for a god.
One of the gods in the palace in Zamunda.
And that was it. And the first 15 minutes of the movie when Eddie said to the first wife to be back like a dog. And she was like, woof, woof. And he says, hop on one leg. I was the soldier that actually opened the door and saluted. That was my own 15 minutes or 15 seconds.
But, you know, in everything in life, there's a starting point.
That's right.
And today, we talk about Jimmy B.
I'm grateful to God.
One of Sierra Leone's biggest musicians. Jimmy B, one of Sierra Leone's leading and the biggest film producer in Sierra Leone. You left America, went across the world, and you became a very big star in South Africa, in London, promoting others. You did not just keep it to yourself, you know. And again, you came back home. You said, you know what? I need to come back home. I need to give back to my people. Opened one of the first digital recording studios in Sierra Leone. Started producing artists, picking them up from the streets with nothing.
Look, Brother D, I've always believed in the capacity of our people, especially the young people. I was very successful at one point in South Africa, but I was never fulfilled. I was never satisfied in terms of my achievement. You know, I knew there was more to life than just me being the center of everything successful coming from Sierra Leone. And I knew in Sierra Leone, we have the talent in abundance. Unfortunately, they didn't have the vehicle, the opportunity, or the way to showcase that talent. So I, by God's grace, happened to be that vehicle. And when I came back home, obviously, before I came, 99.9% of the music being played on radio and on TV were all foreign. But when I came,
it was the turning point.
Turning point. And I'm grateful to Almighty God for giving me that ability to be able to do what I did back then. And today we boast of so many wonderful musicians. And it's a wonderful feeling. It's a wonderful feeling because, look, at the end of the day, we all have to look out for each other so that people get to understand and get to see the beauty of our culture in and outside of Sierra Leone. That's one of the reasons why I went back home. And by God's grace, I was able to achieve that in my own little way. And I'm grateful to God.
Me fumble them. Ebola is the biggest obstacle to a country's development since the Civil War. It is therefore incumbent on us as a people, as a nation, and as citizens of a world that is increasingly becoming a global village, to ensure that we stand united in our efforts in combating this menace, regardless of our political affiliation, regional background, tribal or class standing. We must all come together and win the war against Ebola, or remain divided and perish. God bless Sierra Leone.
Go, Ebola for go.
Oh man, we don't tire, tire.
Go, we don't tire, go.
Stand up and tell Ebola, tire, 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 go.
Jimmy, I know we're talking about the love songs on the album that is going to be your final secular war album. But you've been very, very active with the case of the Ebola thing in Sierra Leone. We know what Ebola, this virus, has done across the three West African nations that were being affected. Give us your take on this Ebola, because you did some music about it and you've been going around sensitizing people and you are on the ground. So let's just talk about it a little bit.
All right. Well, look, this disease has been the most horrifying, most destructive in modern times. And it has affected every aspect of our lives. And more so for us musicians, you know, it stifled our way of life. Because, for example, during the festive season is when we do shows at the stadium or do concerts all around the country. Unfortunately, last year we couldn't do that because of the disease. And initially when it started out, you know, a lot of people were in denial. Even the educated elite, the exposed ones, were in denial. Fortunately for us now, we've gone past that stage. And so long as we continue to take preventive measures like avoiding body contact and not washing dead bodies and all of that, then I'm sure pretty soon it will be a thing of the past. But it has destroyed our economy. It has affected every aspect of our life, like I said.
So as you talked about even the musicians, the arts, I talk about the arts in general.
Sure.
Because you cannot do arts, music, theater, or movies without getting around people, touching people, talking to people,
right,
you know, bringing people together. And so what was the contribution of the artist towards the eradication of Ebola in Sierra Leone?
Oh, the contribution is great. I mean, you had musicians taking it up on their own to go out there and sensitize the masses about this dreadful disease. You know, they were very, very, very much instrumental in bringing about awareness to especially the less educated. And, you know, I take my hat off to all my brothers and sisters in Sierra Leone, especially the people in the entertainment industry, because they gave their all and all. Because then we begin to realize that, you know, we only have one Sierra Leone. And if we don't come together, united in our effort in defeating this disease, then, you know, we'll have no Sierra Leone to brag about.
I saw some of the music videos, you know, and played some of the songs from all these great people. And I doff my hat out to all of them for this wonderful work that they did. And we just hope and pray that it will continue to be the thing of the past. But I think one thing I would say is let there be some lessons learned from this. Let there be some lessons learned.
I believe we've learned a lot from this horrible disease. And I think we're in a better place now to handle whatever situation that arises in the near future, which I pray to God that it doesn't happen. But if it does, you understand, because now we have the facilities in place. For example, we have ambulances, we have, you know, doctors and all these health officials now basically aware of how, you know, to handle situations like this if it arises.
Ebola is going to be a thing of the past. Mm-hmm. And those facilities that have been created, the hospitals, you know, what is going to happen to them? Are they going to leave all of that when all of these expatriates, as we call them, go away? Are people being trained to work in these places? Will these places be transformed into some other medical facilities wherein, not just for Ebola, but for other kind of sicknesses, where people will use that to the advantage and the betterment of the country?
I think it's beyond just leaving those facilities behind. You know, The training is very important. We've got that already. I want to believe that our health officials are better prepared now, in my opinion. The key is maintenance.
It is. It
Let us continue to build on them. Because, you know, it's not use having all those equipment and not take good care of them.
Not taking good care of them, not training people to use them.
Yes. I think we're in a better place now. I want to believe we're in a better place. I'm optimistic, even though cautiously, but I am optimistic that we're in a better place. I am actually on ground, and I see how hard the officials are working in trying to eradicate this disease, and I see some sort of change in the character and the attitude of our officials, health officials. And I see a lot of change in the character, the attitude of our people. You know, now people are taking things very seriously.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Jimmy. And there's more to talk about when it comes to the Ebola virus and affecting the countries out there. There's more. But this time, we're talking about the love songs. We'll be right back as we give you a break. And when we come back, we continue with Jimmy B.
Ebola for go.
We don't tire, tire.
Oh, we don't tire, bo.
Ebola, tire,
tire. Hello, Africa. You are now tuned into The African Beat with David Bandy, the sound of the African people on The Voice of America. This is Aluseni Yantene, the People's Ambassador, and I approve this message.
My last question is, when was the first time you had Jimmy B, the godfather of Sierra Leone?
Well, you know what? It's weird when people always, you know, you've achieved so much, you've done this, you've done that. You know, for me, I've done quite a lot, but I haven't done enough yet. And so when people call me godfather, I take it, you know, I'm humbled and grateful about that, but I still feel like I have a lot more to do in terms of projecting a positive image of my country, in terms of promoting my brothers and sisters, whether it's music or movies.
All right, that's the voice of Jimmy B, and my final song today on the African Beat comes from this great man, Come Back Home. You heard the man himself. He was out there, he was successful out there, but he was not fulfilled, so he decided to come back home. And several years after coming back home and doing all what he has done, he is still appealing to other people that are out there in the diaspora to say, someday you have to come back home. So with that, Jimmy, I want to thank you so much for being my guest on the African Beat today. It's always wonderful to have you. I know how difficult it is, but but I'm able to get you. So I want to thank you.
Brother, thank you very much for the good work you've been doing. You've been promoting not just Sierra Leoneans, you've been promoting the continent, African continent. You are a blessing to our continent, and may God continue to elevate you and make your life a success story. Thank you very much, and looking forward to seeing you again
pretty soon. All right. Well, with that, I want to thank you all for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till then, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, and on behalf of my guest, Jimmy B, I say thank you. But I leave you now with this track, Come Back Home, Jimmy B, from Sierra Leone. Have a wonderful day.
Back home to Sierra Leone, to Sierra Leone.
Come back home. 17, she left Mama Africa. With a dream, she can make it in America. Be a star on the screen like Angelina. Jolie wanna pose for the camera. But she was used and abused. Couldn't get the call. Cold and confused. Every day more bad news. Yeah, baby caught the Hollywood blues.
Come back home, yo. Back home.
A young man from the coast of West Africa had a plan in his head he would make it far. Made his way to the UK, but slept on the streets and hit by the railway. Then on a cool rainy night, he got caught by the cops. They said, son, you got no right to be in this land that you read.
Oh God,
did he parted him?
Shining. Oh, Africa. I love you for real.
back home to Mama Africa. Land that's so spectacular. Sunshine, beaches, I'm alone.